Hi everyone, good morning. Just stop the sound. Okay. Everybody comfortable to begin with? Anybody new? Maybe nice. Hello, Lelde? Sort of. Welcome. So when you're ready, you can let your eyes close and feel the quality that brings us here. It's a good one. And that's the impulse to close your eyes. It's not a leaving behind, it's a entering into more deeply. We help each other enter more deeply into what we love the most. That's what's beautiful about these gatherings. The rest is sort of extra. So perhaps allow yourself to feel a quality of deep friendship, which sometimes we are cut off from in ourselves, with our environment, with our inner environment, our own thoughts and feelings, and with our outer environment. Coming back into the tribe of your experience of your being. Into the brotherhood and sisterhood and beinghood of life itself. No matter what is present, so in between the words that are spoken, not waiting for the next sentence, but just allowing experience. To arise in friendliness, each word that you hear just arising, each breath. Each thought. Each sensation, each feeling. Everything is allowed, is part of this garland of creation. And the darker experiences, meaning the ones that are not readily welcomed usually, make sure now in our circle of effortless friendship that they would be, that they are. And I'm not sure how we do that. It's not a doing. So when I suggest to welcome the darker experience, I'm really not asking us to do anything. So it's a bit of a paradox. It's more like a ceasing of doing something, which was the resistance. But even that, we can't do. Perhaps I'm asking God to do it for us, which would be the first sort of attitude. If there is resistance towards darker experiences, And asking God to do it for us is not really literal, it's more like an inner attitude of humility, not knowing. Recognizing as a separate one, as a suffering one, that we can't do much. We're on our knees. And that attitude allows the layers that were being resisted to come to the surface, because finally they feel a softness, a letting go. The police of right and wrong is no longer there when this intention is evoked. So perhaps my words have stirred some feelings in your body, really, more than in your thoughts. Feelings are more body than thought. Thought is often what we lay on top of feelings to make sense, to square them away, hopefully. But feelings in the body are a little bit more raw. They're more in the now. They are in the now. And so perhaps your body is stirring. So let it come to life, your body of emotion. Your tender body. It may be your body of sadness or fear, anxiety. And I have to use words to help guide us, but you don't have to label whatever is here, whatever your body is saying. Maybe don't label, rather just listen. Listen without any agenda for things to change. Because experience never has to change. It's really something else that changes, which is the attitude that receives experience. And here we're in a situation, in a place of, in a shrine, in a place of welcoming. Of listening. So So we're welcoming the body of suffering. For no reason, simply because we all have a body of suffering. And that body would like to be welcomed in a space such as this one. So I guess a little bit like those people who go on pilgrimages to places where the Virgin Mary appeared or some sacred water flows. They bring their bodies and their minds to these very sacred places. And of course, many hope for miracles and big changes, but really, I think the true esoteric meaning of pilgrimage to a sacred site is so that you can be received. Experience can be received. In pure and unconditional love and friendship. So we're filling our bodies and we are delivering our bodies to this welcoming. Feel your bodies, really, the raw song of your body. There's many layers to the music of your body. Feel your breath, your in-breath and your out-breath, and the movement that stirs. You feel maybe the weight of your body, of your arms, of your legs, and the touch. What song, the weight, the touch, the temperature? We're not looking for something, so even though I am guiding us, it's more like you're sitting in a concert hall and you're becoming more sensitive to the music, little by little, of the orchestra. And here the body is the orchestra. And you are the concert hall. You're not even sitting in it, you are the concert hall. Your pure openness and sensitivity. And tell your body, hi body, you can touch me, the openness. I will do nothing to you. I will not coerce you to change. I will not compare you. And you know, we're focusing a little bit on the body, but it's true of anything that arises. That would be the friendly thing to do, would it not? Towards experience. And of course, as we explore like this, as I mentioned before, darker shades of experience will come either because they feel the safety or because they're protesting. No, this is not true. This is silly. This is stupid. What is Ellen talking about? Come back into thinking. This is boring. You know. And if you trace those kinds of thoughts back into the body, you'll find very familiar, very, very familiar range of sensations. Contraction in the heart area, in the breath, in the, sorry, in the forehead, contraction in the breath. You'll find the geography of the suffering body, because there it is, the belief in being a separate fragment that needs to manage life, manage experience, evaluate, compare, anticipate. And so when you come back down from the thoughts into the body, you may immediately want to move away back into thinking because the feeling may not be very inviting. Unlike the cooing of the bird, which is somehow easier to welcome. Here, the dark experience is more like a, for lack of a better example, like a pooey baby that's just needs a change. It doesn't smell very nice, but it's your baby. So when there's a difficult resistance, feel that. That might be a good way. Like, oh, here's my baby who needs a change of diapers. Don't feel you have to imagine the whole sequence of events, especially those of us who haven't had babies. It's like, I don't even know how to change a diaper. So here the metaphor ends. Just simply letting that difficult experience be purified by the friendliness that surrounds it. And you let the body reclaim its innocence. Just like the sound of this voice, or if you hear it, the cooing of the pigeon. Now let's feel our body a little differently. Just feel that you release the weight of the pelvis, the legs, and the arms into the earth. Because that's the natural thing that wants to happen. Let go of the legs, let go of the arms, let go also of the face, whatever is held in the face, the jaw, the eyelids, the forehead. Feel that gravity, beyond being a physical law, a cosmic law, is also a divine law. So now feel the call of gravity on the body. And instead of fighting it and feeling that the earth is hard, surrender to it. Let it go. Let your legs melt into the earth. Feel the palms of your hands penetrating what they're touching. You don't even have to visualize your body. You just go with the raw feeling. It's easier. Down, surrender. I don't live in a body that has to resist gravity. Feel that. Feel the body lives and flows in an ocean or an openness that is me. And there are laws such as gravity. They're natural. And now feel something different. Feel another law, which is, I don't know what to call it, something very light and subtle. So feel the sense of touch of the body, where your body touches the air, the skin, the actual edge of the body, that sense, very, very exquisite. The touch of your clothes, of the air, the tingling of the touch. And feel that quality more like champagne bubbles. It's the law of champagne bubbles. It's light. Feel that champagne feeling can expand into the space all around. And again, don't live in the body that has to expand, but be the already expanded openness that encourages the body and says, yes, you too, you're made of champagne. You are made of bubbles, vibration. And you just let it happen. Surrendering the weight and bubbling the body. All the while being the openness. And then feel also another quality of the body, which is movement. The body, and when I say body now, I'm not referring to, you know, our image of the body, a concept, memory of the body, but sort of life itself, the feeling of aliveness. So at this moment, we don't really know what a body is. We've deconstructed what the body is from the point of view of, you know, convention. But now we have another quality, which is movement. So let movement arise naturally. Eyes are closed and there's no right or wrong. Perhaps just letting movement move towards what feels natural. That's, you know, rivers flow naturally towards the ocean. Let your river body flow naturally in the openness. And maybe the openness itself moves the body. See what happens. The breath, the arms, the touch, the spine, the breath, the touch. Your arms flowing away from your torso. There's no right or wrong, there's no need to look. Following, allowing. Make sure the breath is a helper somehow, the in-breath, the out-breath. The hands, the fingers, combing, drawing. Your hair, your head. And now very slowly allow the body to come back towards and into stillness. You're the stillness, so feel the body coming back into you, folding back or dissolving back into this openness that you are. You say, hi body, you come back home, the weight of the legs, of the arm, the position of the head on top of the spine, the flame of the spine, quality of the breath. Instead of coming back into a wrapped up mechanical body, it's more like settling back into openness. And now we're gonna explore a little bit more with postures, and we're going to very gently come into a standing position. And so take your time, because we've been for half an hour, we've been going deeply inside. Before you come to standing, in your own way, maybe lie on the ground or unfold your legs if you were sitting cross-legged, stretching your body, taking a few minutes to make the transition gentle. Maybe have a drink. Pushing your cushions away, whatever needs to happen, take your time. And if you know, you can open your eyes, of course you can. I'm going to shift to my laptop a bit so you can see me. And so now we stand. If we can, I know Mark, it's not an option for you. You sit. But if it is an option, do join us. And Mark, I really encourage you to welcome, well, first of all, the frustration of not being able to do it with us, if that's here. And otherwise, just either with your energy body or adapting. But we're all together here. So once you have found a standing position, it's really not about a position anyway, is it? We're not really exploring positions or postures. We are, I'm not sure what we're doing, so, but we're not doing that I know. Feel this new landscape. And really acknowledge that even though there has been a change of landscape, I have not changed. That I that hasn't changed is not dependent or shaped or defined by a landscape. Really, I don't know, recognize the I that you are. And be open to the possibility that I that you are is not limited, and that it imbues the current landscape with its quality of openness. And now feel this body that is standing and probably crying. Mine is crying with various complaints. Feel your feet and your calves, your knees and your thighs. And really let the weight of the whole lower body, including your pelvis, drop down through your feet and say to your legs and your pelvis, if they're complaining, hello, you're alive. Feel the touch of the earth with your soles and your heels and your toes. Can it be alive? We're not just paying lip service, we're really tasting the sensations. No judging, because it's the judging that says, ouch, I don't like this, I want something different. And feel your torso, feel your belly with a breath that moves in and out, and your heart area, your rib cage. And the place where the arms seem to originate deep inside your torso, around the scapula area, can go in there through the back of the body. And then just feel your arms like wings taking root from inside your torso, right and left, your shoulders, and then your arms, upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingertips, and your head. Can it be more like a helium balloon? Now feel your whole body. Miraculously connected to the earth and to the space all around. It's not a fragment, it's not isolated. It's completely connected to its surrounding, to the cosmos, to the planets, to the mystery, this body. Feel its life. It has a shape, the body, for sure. But it doesn't be, it's not separate. Be courageous. Give your body to this quality of non-separation. It's such a relief to taste that, to dip into that sometimes, or often maybe for some of you. No borders, just sensations floating, and yet a quality of standing, yes, a quality of verticality. You can push a little bit the top of the head towards the ceiling, let your chin drop a little bit. And now your arms are moving away from your torso very slowly. There's two cushions of air, inflating, lifting the arms. Long, long arms. The cushion of air are really supporting the arms as the arms are floating up towards the horizontal. Weightless arms. Drop the shoulders. The knees can be a little bit bent. And now just the right arm floating up towards the ceiling. Slowly, it's been lifted by invisible forces, tips of the fingers to the ceiling. Pause, welcome. Long arms, let them flow. The head turns towards the left, slowly. No pushing. And now slowly everything shifts. One arm down, one arm up, and the head turning to the right, and it's one flowing sensation. You're the openness, just tasting the ripple, the burning. And switching again, slowly. Effortless. And then the arms float back down. The head comes back to center. And the torso explores the space in front, coming down into the space in front. Down, down, the knees bending if necessary. The breath is free. Down, down. Let the head go. If the torso wants, it can rest on the thighs. I know it's early maybe for some of us to be doing this. It's okay. Long inhale, long exhale. Just empty the body. Let the head nod. Yes, shake the head a bit. Let it go. Let the head relax. And then now the cushion of air under the torso, inflating, slowly lifting the torso, vertebrae by vertebrae. You're the openness, tasting the body, the head floating, and then the arms coming up again, all the way up this time. They're falling up, no weight. Long arms, fingertips to the ceiling. Palms are facing each other. And now just pause and empty the posture of any darker sensation that would like to also taste the openness. Like in your shoulders, in your ankles. Hello, body. Opening the arms right and left, big wings. Slowly, slowly, don't do it. Taste it. Palms now facing down as they come down, sort of pushing the air. Ah, let your arms disappear, 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 disappear. I never disappear, but everything, every experience that appears, disappears. Falling in love with the disappearance. Again, the torso dipping into the space in front. And this time it's more alive because it's familiar. We've done it once. There's a pathway. Down, down, down. Be the space, borderless space in which the body dips in, melts in. What can I surrender to gravity here more? My head, my hair, my teeth, my shoulders, my belly, my feet. Yes, and now here comes the cushion of air. It's a round one and it's inflating slowly, smoothly. And I don't have to do anything. The torso is just carried up. I taste every little micro sensation. The joy of the vertical alignment, the head. And now the arms just floating up into the space once again. Long arms, long fingers, all the way up. Palms facing each other. Feel the shoulders emptying. Opening the arms right and left. This time lingering on the horizontal plane. Palms facing forward. Breathe, feel your heart can open. Now draw, always on the horizontal plane, your palms and your forearms are folding forward. And you're going to create a big circle in front of your heart area with your arms. Very, very gentle. With the breath, you just massage this ball of energy that is created in front of your heart, your belly. Breathing in, you can press your palms into the energy. Breathing out, let the ball of energy expand. Let your palms do whatever they want. Your forearms can drop and your palms are cupping the air, the space, and see where they want to land. They might want to go touch places on your body. Just trust it. Don't open your eyes. There's no right or wrong. Just this movement of cupping the openness with your palms and drawing the openness back towards wherever it wants to be poured. It's like an anointment of the body, anointing our bodies with openness. It's not even something you have to do, you let it happen. And then just, things might evolve different for each one of us, just let it happen. From the hands, with the openness. Trusting this quality of sacred movement. Sacred intuitive movement, trusting your hands that they know what to do. Maybe also in the back of the body. And now if more movement appears, if the legs and the feet and the torso begin to express their own intelligence, you just let this dance begin to unfold more. A sacred dance where the body and the openness are reunited. Just trust what happens. It doesn't have to look a given way. Each dance unfolds uniquely. It doesn't have to be pretty. There might be a quickening or a rhythm, a wilderness. The head will become involved, your hair, your breath, your hips, your pelvis, your sexual area. So it's the hands and the openness, but it's also something darker, heavier. And yes, and again, gently letting that quality of moving intelligence come back to stillness. Take your time, you see. The return to stillness is so poetic. It takes time for the body to truly dissolve. And of course, it doesn't completely dissolve because we're standing and there's going to be feelings that the feet and the legs and the pelvis and the torso and the arms and the head. Whatever that means, it's still felt. But somehow, there are moments where the body is more transparent, more aligned, where it's easier to feel oneself both as a wave, which is the body, and as the ocean, which is the borderlessness. And to feel the deep, intimate connection between both. They really are more than connected. Slowly feel the weight of the body switch over to the left foot. Very slowly, as if you were pouring wet sand to the left side. And feel the left side of the body, that quality of, I don't know, deep pillar of energy. Whereas on the right side, it's like a cloud. But on the left side, can it still remain free of borders? Now switching very slowly, pouring the sand smoothly, slowly onto the right side. The last one to arrive gets the medal. Feel, instead of doing it, feel it arising, the pillar of energy on the right side. The cloud on the left side. The cloud on the left side is just so happy to float out into the openness. The pillar on the right side is vibrating. And now coming back to the place of neutrality, let it happen. Slowly, slowly. I know we're all going too fast. Why rush? When we can taste, when we can taste both experience and the I am, and how deeply in love they are with one another. That's what we're doing really, is enjoying the love affair, the Shiva Shakti embrace. This time we're going to switch the flow, my words, pour the energy, the weight onto the left side, open your eyes a tiny bit without any intention to focus and let your right knee float up, it's a balancing pose, and your arms can float up to the side. And just pause, make sure that right leg is completely relaxed. Yes, balance, fly. Now we can fly a bit. Fly with your wings. You can look at your little square and see if you're balanced. And then slowly the wings fold, the right foot steps back down, the eyes close as you make the switch to the right side slowly. Are you breathing? Woohoo! And then the eyes open, and now it's the left knee that floats up, and the arms. We are like egrets, or very graceful. Your right knee is bent, and it can bend a little bit further down as you're, that's it, beautiful. We've got a bunch of beautiful birdies. And then back down with the right foot, the arms, the eyes. Feeling the life of your body, the life of life. We'll try another balancing pose, switching to the left side. Now, see with your hand, see if you can catch your right ankle. And then your left arm, see if you can just let it float up to the ceiling. Don't think about it too much because that's the death of it. Beautiful. And if you don't manage, beautiful too. And now just welcome the whole posture. Have you lost touch with the openness of the I am? Are you just a body trying to balance? No, you're not. Yes, we switch. To the right, catching the left ankle and the right arm to the ceiling. And this is not about succeeding. So if that mind comes in and says, Hugh, for example, I'm not managing. Then you say, go have a walk. Now you are managing. Excellent. Everybody seems amazing. See, now I'm doing it. I'm like looking, and we come back. It's playful. Now let your eyes close. Now we're going to come down to sit back to a seated position. Take your time. Bring your cushions, whatever you need. And when you're comfortable, you can allow your eyes to close. You don't have to get rid of the feeling of having a body or even being a body. It seems to me that it's natural. A wave doesn't need to, you know, walk around 24/7 thinking and feeling, I am the ocean, I am the ocean, I am. Because a wave is a wave. And but what we can, I guess, lose or it's not even lose, but it's realize that it's not there, is the feeling and belief, the belief in the mind as a concept, and the belief in the body as a tactile sensation that we are cut off from, as a wave from the ocean, so as a person from the rest of creation, from God, from I don't know, because if we put words to it, it becomes so quickly a concept. But when we explore it with the body, it's more like a vibration or a heart feeling or a loving feeling. But in and on a tactile level, like right now we're sitting and yes, I feel, I'm sure we all do. I feel, yeah, I'm sitting cross-legged and I have certain sensations that feel very familiar, very Ellen. So depending on our age and on capacities and on the condition of our bodies, there will be a feeling of, yes, it's me, Ellen, sitting. It's me, Hugh. It's me, Mark. But then, It's not the end of the story, is it? There's also this feeling of, more subtle, you could say, more gentle. It's not more, but it's in a different realm. It's the feeling that I am not a thing, not a fragment, not a defined, bordered. Anyway, let's just end with feeling our breath. Just tasting the in-breath, the out-breath. The in-breath. The out-breath. Each in-breath, fresh. Each moment of the breath. The in-breath like a wave that ascends, and there's a pause at the top. And the wave that descends with the out-breath, and there's a pause at the bottom. Feel that there isn't a breather, or invite the conditioned breather who thinks he has to do it to relax. It's more like a tactile feeling, feeling the pathway through the nostrils or the pathway up the center of the torso for the in-breath. And down for the out-breath. Almost like you prepare the pathway with your tactile sense. You just feel the channel, and then you just let the breath flow. Smooth, even. If you experience layers of resistance, agitation, fear, You know what to do. It's very natural to have those layers so closely associated with the breathing. It's really the first place where separation is bound to happen, because we can identify with the breathing. It's always there. It's me, and I must be the breather. And when there is no breath, I die. Therefore, I must breathe. And there are all sorts of layers of control and, you know, and also when we get scared or traumatized, it affects the breath pattern, and therefore trauma and breath are very connected, etc., etc. So keep welcoming the breathing, smooth, even, effortless. And at the same time, make sure that you really allow for these layers that may surface to be welcomed as just as innocent sensations. Nobody breathing. No pushing, no pulling. Be the space, just the inhale filling you up. The pause at the top, expansion, expanding, dilating, and then the out-breath, dissolving, empty. Exploring that pause at the bottom of the out-breath. Can I let go into that? Can the belly be completely relaxed? There's no need to manufacture any movement. Just like a baby in her crib, that's the feeling. Baby that doesn't know about breathing, just doesn't know about any of that. So now we don't do anything, just abiding together in friendliness. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for coming. I won't take questions or conversations. Hi, Ambra. But if you do have questions, you can always email me. And on Tuesday evenings, there's time to chat. So, oh, Anne Beatrice, hi. Oh, no, it's not Anne Beatrice. Ah, see, it is. I thought, because I saw Joe Brown, I'm like, no, that's not. Nice to see you.
Yeah, that's his computer, but that's me.
It's you. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Okay. Take care, everyone. Lots of love.
Bye. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Hélène.
Thank you, Ambre, for coming. Have a good day.
Thank you, Ellen.
Welcome, Sabine. Or a good night, right, Anne Beatrice?
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, Timo. Hi, nice to see you again, Timo.
Hi, nice to see you. It was really nice. It's just perfect for today.
L'Alde.
Yeah, L'Alde. For joy.
Or Nalama. A beautiful. Three beautiful names to choose from.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to have you. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.